And I thought I was the only one that was tried to use the wrong side of the radio. Oh, it's good to know that I'm not alone. Oh, anyway. Now, Wally, you're not interrupting nothing. They're just sitting here yakking because I thought maybe I was forgetting something or had something wrong on the radio or just plain doing something stupid. Oh, anyway. So, yeah, no worries there, so. Oh, yeah. It's always fun to dream about radios because it seems like radio technology is changing as fast as technology in general. And unfortunately, my monthly budget doesn't change along with it. But anyway, Wally, if you want, go ahead and take it. If not, pick it up there, Rick, N8ZC.
Now, I got a radio budget, and I got a radio addiction to it, and I'll admit it. I got more radios than I'll ever use, and but I got a DTM up microphone. I got a commercial radio, a DTM up microphone, and, you know, like, I can tell it, like in this particular case, go to channel 36 and then hit enter on the microphone and it goes to channel 36. But I didn't look at the display and I hit 36 and enter. At least I thought I did. And I don't think I did. So apparently I didn't because it reverted back to this one. Or unless it jumped back to it. I'm not sure what happened. So, but maybe it scanned back to it. That's a possibility too. I didn't think about that. I'll have to check and see. So, either way, just another little nuance I either have to get used to or program that behavior out of it. Go ahead, Rick. W-A-T-D.